Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. History on Wall Street today following encouraging news from the Federal Reserve. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Investors cheered the Fed's updated forecast calling for 3 rate cuts in 2024, sending the Dow above 37,000 for the first time in its history.
The Fed also left the interest rate unchanged. House Republicans are leading the charge on a vote to possibly impeach President Biden. Political expert Matthew Green.
They may be thinking, look, you know, maybe this will go nowhere, but it will make our base happy, and they're the ones we really need, both in primaries and in the general election.
Meantime, Hunter Biden slamming the GOP for trying to depose him and use his missteps against his dad.
My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The League of Women Voters says so-called election integrity efforts in the Wisconsin legislature are a wolf in sheep's clothing. The League's Deborah Kronmiller points to attempts to dismantle the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Other bills that have been introduced, which sort of, I think, show the hand of this legislative body, is that they're not really looking for more integrity in our elections.
Governor Evers has vetoed a number of election bills in the past that he says would make it harder to vote in Wisconsin. Wisconsin school superintendent wants tonight's UW Regents meeting rescheduled. Jill Underly is a member of the board, which is set to reconsider its vote to reject the deal swapping employee pay raises for cuts to diversity offices. Underly says the debate should not be cut short by an artificial political deadline. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A lawsuit against an Augusta police officer over accusations of excessive use of deadly force has been dismissed. Augusta officer Levi Stumo shot and killed Tyler Meyer in 2019 after Meyer came to his farm naked and acting erratically before attempting to strangle Officer Stumo. Eau Claire County Deputy Daniel Easton reportedly tased and pepper sprayed Meyer to little effect. Stumo then shot him, saying he feared for his life. A wrongful death lawsuit regarding the incident is still active in Eau Claire County. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced a new federally funded program to reduce homelessness and support households in Wisconsin. In a press release, Governor Evers announced the Home American Rescue Plan program, which will expand safe and stable housing for low-income and housing-insecure households. The program will receive $42 million of federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. It will also help Wisconsin build new and affordable rental housing across the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers have beat the Bucks 3 out of the last 5 times the teams have met. Bucks forward Malik Beasley says, in some ways, this Bucks team is still getting to know each other.
I mean, I feel like we've been pretty good overall in the clutch as a new team. You know, it ain't always easy to win games. And you know, I think that's still, we have high expectations, championship and stuff. But, you know, like Coach said last night, we got to win. And, you know, control our situations better in between the game, first, third, second quarter, to prevent those type of situations. But, you know, we're ready for late game situations if need be.
NFL, the Packers could be short at wide receiver this week when they face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dontavian Wicks told reporters he may have a high ankle sprain. Jaden Reed said to be in the concussion protocol. Matt LaFleur.
I think anytime you have more guys that continue to go out, it's also an opportunity for other guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and mild for this time of year, a low only in the mid-20s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high upper 40s. Rain chance late Friday, high mid-40s. Some rain could linger into early Saturday, otherwise the weekend partly sunny and highs close to 40. Currently it's 37.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dummy Hump Day Town Hall Edition. The peoples are welcome here at 844-967-2789. As we went to break, Dom, you broke the news. Official, an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. The Republicans lined up theirs, got the vote, party line vote, and that means every single one of Wisconsin's six Republican congressmen voted for the impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden. This breaking at the Wisconsin Journal Sentinel, all six of Wisconsin's House Republicans today voted to authorize their party's impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, ensuring the months-long investigation into the president and his family will continue despite so far failing to produce concrete evidence of a crime. So far, I'm sure it's just around that next quarter. I'm 2 weeks out, 2 weeks.
2 weeks out, yep. Right when they deliver the replacement for Obamacare.
As it's being reported on, the resolution formalizing the inquiry passed 221 to 212, with every Republican supporting the inquiry and every Democrat rejecting it. Wednesday's vote was largely a formality for Republicans who have spent months digging into Biden's family business dealings. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy in September announced the inquiry without a House vote and directed the Oversight, Judiciary, and House Ways and Means Committees to lead the investigations. But Republicans have suggested that a formal vote for the chamber is necessary to give their inquiry more credibility. Hard for me to say that, Dom. Does it have any credibility, more credibility, and position them to compel cooperation from the Bidens, as Democrats have dismissed the effort as a sham and a means for the GOP to cast a shadow over Biden ahead of the 2024 presidential election? Here's a quote. Your buddy, Rep. Toxic Tom Tiffany from up in the Northwoods, 7th CD of Wisconsin, it gives us additional investigative abilities to be able to get more information. I think it's the proper approach. I think process is important with something like this. This is the same Tom Tiffany that was willing to vote against the electoral outcome in the state of Wisconsin on behalf of Trump against Joe Biden on the very same election where he was elected to Congress. That guy. That Tom Tiffany.
That guy. Yes, that guy. Well, and every single one of those Republicans, if they were elected to Congress on that election cycle, whoever was there, well, their ballots were obviously correct. Obviously, the voters wanted them in, but it was just what? The presidential that was somehow flipped? Crudy, the general assembly continues. The Wisconsin Republicans have backed the inquiry since its September rollout, but most of the delegation joined the majority of their colleagues in stopping short of calling for Biden's impeachment, rather suggesting they want to see the investigation play out before making such a decision. As mentioned, though, this week, Rep. Scott Fitzgerald thinks there's enough evidence to vote on impeachment and initiate a trial in the Senate. He did not say what charges he thinks Biden should face.
Whatever charges will stick is really pretty much Scott Fitzgerald's attitude. Whatever will stick. Throw the spaghetti. Well,
whatever sticks, whatever doesn't stick. It's presidential interference, right? It's election interference. If this were Trump, the impeachment probe is mainly centered around business dealings of the president's son, Hunter Biden, and the elder Biden's purported connection to them. Republicans have alleged that Biden, as vice president, had a hand in the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor investigating the owner of the energy company Burisma, on whose board Hunter Biden sat. And they pointed to payments between Biden and his son, as well as statements the president has made about his son's work as evidence of corruption. Hunter Biden said he would testify in front of a committee leading the investigation, but has declined to speak behind closed doors with Republicans. He defied a subpoena this week to testify in private. And Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan said they plan to initiate contempt of Congress proceedings. They said that
today. How does Jim Jordan get out of his own contempt of Congress proceedings?
Because can we just like trade him off? You know, like carbon
didn't
credits
he
or something.
Completely ignore the J6 committee subpoenas, Jim Jordan.
Yeah. So how can you? That's the whole point, right? How can Jim Jordan, as Judiciary Chair, you know, think there's any sort of weight, or think there should be any sort of weight to compel anybody to testify about anything when he himself was a recipient of a very same subpoena from a congressional investigation, a committee for his testimony. And he just decided not to show up.
Was literally a impeachment committee before all was said and done, Don. They impeached the former, the second time, 2.0. That was for the January 6th. The J6 committee was about the January 6th. The subpoenas to the Jim Jordan was about the January 6th. A hump day, town hall edition. I'd like to hear from you. Any of this bother you find people out there driving on the roads? 844-967-2789. Want to hear from you. Start with John from Milwaukee. How you doing, John?
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
How's it going? Hey, yeah, this really bothers me, you know. Why are they so obsessed with Hunter Biden? You know what? Hunter Biden should stick to his guns and tell them, if you want to have this meeting, it has to be open or forget it. Do what you have to do. But other than that, no closed door. I think what it is, the Republicans don't want the public to know the real truth. They're trying to hide stuff. They're trying to manipulate, or going to manipulate, anything that Hunter Biden says. And my second thing is, I don't understand what's going on with Joe Biden's points. You know, why is he so low in the polls? I think he's doing a hell of a job. I don't understand why his rating is so low. I think it's some hocus pocus there. The man is doing the best he can. I mean, he's an upstanding guy. And he's been in politics all his life. He's trustworthy. You know, Trump, no, you can't trust him. I just want to know who's crazy, Trump or the MAGA people. I don't know.
Well, Trump and the MAGA people, John,
I would say. All of the above, John.
You know what? I just don't understand it. You know what? I don't know. You know, I'm 72 years old. There was a movie many, many years ago that I watched when I was a kid. And it was called The Pied Piper, how he had a flute, and he gathered up all the rats, you know, and took them to the cliff, and he moved the flute over, and the rats just jumped over into to the river. That's what Trump is doing with his MAGA people. He's going to make them give them their votes to put him back in office, and then he's going to trash all of them.
John, he's well on his way. They're all like lemmings Appreciate you listening, John. Thanks for calling
today. Not that we're comparing Trump supporters to vermin, because we wouldn't do something like that.
844-967-2789. I heard on the topic of polling, how is Joe Biden doing so bad compared to Donald Trump currently in the polling? Well, first and foremost, we know it only really comes down to like five states. And we got Wisconsin covered for you, John. We're going to pull this one through.
Well, with your help, John.
With your help. Yeah, you and all your neighbors need to vote for Joe Biden. But, John, when people are asked this far out, you know, what's your opinion of the presidency? And they have a general discontent. Well, they show their discontent through the polling. And they say, I'm dissatisfied with Joe Biden. But when it comes right down to it, man, when you contrast Joe Biden and this guy that wants to be a dictator, if he was a little more competent, I'd be a little more nervous, John. But this guy damn sure wants to be a dictator. He's just really bad at everything, quite frankly. So, John, I think the numbers will come up for Joe Biden. If Donald Trump wins the nomination, I think Joe Biden wins it running away, and he's going to win the state of Wisconsin, hopefully by 100,000 votes or more. Because you're going to vote, and everyone you know is going to vote for Joe Biden. You're not going to vote for Trump. Who's going to vote for Trump? Come on.
844-967-2789. Once again, the Republicans in the House voting to formalize an impeachment inquiry passed along party lines today, 221 to 212. Jamie Raskin quoted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He is on the top Democrat on the oversight committee, suggests the Republican investigation is meant to cast a, quote, dark cloud over the Biden family, with the goal of damaging Biden ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Every single claim they have made against Joe Biden has come up empty. It's just totally bankrupt, Raskin told reporters this week. He added, they're saying, well, we're just going to start looking for evidence now. They've looked for all the evidence there could be. And of course, on that theory, every Congress that is held by a different party than the president would just go ahead and launch an impeachment inquiry on the first day. What a debasement of impeachment that is as a constitutional instrument. Wisconsin Democratic Rep. Mark Polkan, our friend, before the vote Wednesday, accused Republicans of playing politics by moving forward with a baseless impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden. Still, Crudy. Republicans, including those from Wisconsin, appear keen on continuing the probe. A quote from freshman Congressman Rep. Derek Van Orden, he tweeted out
your
before
buddy.
Today's vote, quote, Hunter Biden is not above the law. Aren't you impeaching Joe? I mean, what about Hunter Biden not being above the law? What has that got to do with it? Hunter Biden doesn't work in the government.
No, but
Derek Van Orden.
They have the same last name. So you smear one, yeah. You smear the other. And that's all they've really got to go on here. The ne'er-do-well Biden son, Hunter. I mean, he's done some really dumb thing. He admitted his mistakes, Dom. I mean, there's lots of video of the man.
No, I mean, I get there's lots of video, but if that's the case, if you're generally curious about presidents, you know, offspring and how they could be corrupt in the process and padding their wallets, of course, they turn a blind eye to Ivanka and Jared. And
completely different. They were business people, not like this unqualified Hunter Biden. It's much different because Jared deserved that $2 billion bone saw investment.
$2 billion, right, as an investment fund because he, what, owns a couple of buildings? That qualifies him?
By that logic, Dom, I would like to start a high-dollar investment venture. You can be my partner, you and the Saudis. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. A hump day, Town Hall Edition, 844-96-PARTY.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The big and tall of political talk. The devil's advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Open line action today, going back to the phones at 844-967-2789.
We're also getting some good text contribution. You can use the very same number, again, 844-967-2789, or get that shiny Civic Media app, and you can text us in real time, and it comes right here to my phone. Chris from Rice Lake. He apologizes in advance. I'm sorry, but I can't call you today. My feelings towards Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany will make me say something that's not fit for radio. At least you know your own limitations, Chris. I believe, Chris, in Rice Lake, I believe that would be the 7th CD. Tom's your congressman, and he voted to impeach Joe Biden today, or at least advance the inquiry, as I would call it, the baseless inquiry, dumb. But we'd love to hear from you. It is a hump day, Town Hall edition. Your calls appreciated here, and text at 844-967-2789. Let's go to Annie from Watertown. How you doing, Annie?
Hi, Annie.
Pretty good. A good cartoon I saw with Trump standing there in his pilgrim outfit with a bloody axe and the turkey standing next to him saying, I support Trump because he looks out for me.
He eventually betrays everyone around him. You know, that's why I don't get any. I mean, who in Trump's orbit hasn't at some point paid the price once they part ways?
And Trump,
I mean, ask Rudy.
On the stump, Trump analogizes himself to the snake that will bite you. He calls himself the snake, like, I am the snake that will bite you. And then you're surprised when I bite you. He is that snake, Annie.
And they just keep putting down their neck for him. But yes. Scott Fitzgerald, as my representative, would have been a decade ago, I suppose. I saw him at the county fair. And listening to your most old show, I found some lady called and I found out I wasn't the only one. I confronted him at the fair. He was walking along with his 12-pack going home, I suppose, and I bothered him. But I wanted to know why he wanted us to be like North Carolina and Texas. And he said, because there's no regulations. But I said something. Well, I basically said, well, you know, you work for me. And he said, I don't work for you. And apparently a lady called your show, and I'm not the only one that he said that to. So I wonder how many people he's just outright told.
Annie, he works for Trump. It's so very evident and clear. This action by the House Republicans today. He works for Trump.
He works for Trump.
Well, he worked for Scotty Wanker before that. I mean, effectively, he works for the cause of power, Annie. He had the levers of power here in the state of Wisconsin. It was him, his brother, and Scott Walker, right? They jammed through the Act 10. He loves the power. He doesn't want to sit in this middle seat on Southwest anymore. He wants a more important position in life. And he's not smart enough to earn it through the private sector, so he's gravitated towards politics.
Well, he's smart enough to tell the university what to do, though.
Well, that's not really Fitzy so much. That's Robin Voss.
He was
doing it when he was in Madison.
Too. Point made, Annie. I won't argue that point. any other thoughts for us today, Annie?
No, just stopping up. I love what you said about him drinking his old fashions, because that's where I would see him other than at the county fair would be Friday night fish fry at the bar.
I've only noticed the capillaries that would indicate he had had a few last night and planned on having a few dozen more tonight. But I can't personally verify any the drinking habits of Congressman who doesn't work for you, Scott Fitzgerald. That's a hell of a campaign slogan, Scott. I don't work for you.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. It's the Cartman campaign. Thank you for the call, Annie. Always appreciate it. I think, you know, he's just one of those folks, man. He gets flushed. Like, you know, any sort of, I'm going to say pressure kind of a thing, you know, his blood pressure goes up. He is quick to flush. That is Fitzgerald. Not necessarily because of the drinks, but, you know, who am I to judge? 844-967-2789.
You've been a bartender for years. You're the guy to judge.
I'm a licensed bartender in the city of Milwaukee.
You know what that flush in the face means, fella, but please continue.
Sarah Burris, Matt Alazio reporting at the Raw Story, Curdy's favorite source. Critical Senate Republicans to House GOPers pushing impeachment. Do something meaningful. Too late. Critical Senate Republicans on Wednesday said they didn't see the value in chasing an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden that lacks evidence, is unlikely to be voted through, and serves as a distraction from pursuing policy. Why would they do it except to get some attention? Asked Senator Tom Tillis. Let's do something meaningful that's defensible. Tillis also urged House Republicans to have a very thoughtful, deliberate process and resist the temptation to waste time on a political point he believes is doomed to die. Republicans aren't going to vote for it, said Tillis. What they should be doing is drawing attention to impeachable offenses that they can substantiate. So let's not make this a show vote. Senator Lisa Murkowski, another Republican, finds some revelations about Hunter Biden, who serves no public office, worrisome. But she doesn't approve of the normalization of impeachment, she told Raw Story. At some point, people stop paying attention. You lose the impact of what it means. What's the value? And of course, Crudy, Wisconsin's own Senator Ron Johnson. What do you think he said? He said he's firmly on board with impeachment, claiming there's a mountain of evidence. In stark contrast to Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, who said Wednesday that there isn't any.
Aren't they partners on that Hiscock committee, Dom? Rojo and Grassley. Ron, are you still believing? It goes back to the Lev Parnas and the Rudy Giuliani, when those are the sources of your information. Senator, you lack credibility. 844-967-2789. CJ, don't lack credibility. Man, what do you got for us?
Happy Joe Biden impeachment inquiry day, CJ.
You're gonna be
how
happy, man.
I am feeling spectacular.
What are the charges?
You're okay with his grandchildren getting money from China, Ukraine.
Let's impeach his grandkids. They don't serve. What are the charges against the?
Yeah, but you're okay with China paying his grandchildren. You're okay with that? 11 family members.
Hey, CJ, what would the charges against the president be? Impeachment is about conviction. It's about evidence. What charges what would the charges be, CJ? Be better than Scott Fitzgerald. Name the charges.
You ever heard of Manafort?
Paul Manafort, the guy that was in bed with Kilimnik?
The crimes that he went to jail for?
Yes.
Tax evasion?
Same as Hunter. Yeah.
Okay, but that's still not Joe Biden. It's still not Joe Biden, dude. You sound like a Van Orden. Hunter Biden's not above the law. Okay, sure. Nobody is, right? We can all agree. Nobody should be above the law. But it's still not Joe Biden, CJ. Van Orden. Same last name. I know it can be difficult, but you should really work on it a little more.
I'd just like to hear someone clearly express what charge you would impeach Joe Biden on. Not like speculative, not like we hope to find one. Like, what's the charges, man? Come back, more devils.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's been 6 months since a teenage boy from Reedsburg vanished after running away from home. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says there are no new updates in the search for James Yablonski. He's been missing since mid-June when his father says he ran away from home. Clues turned up in and around Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo this summer, but no new developments since then. Authorities and James's father say they're still looking for him. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Under the bill, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on one primary ballot together, regardless of party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A funding plan is still being established for a $3 million renovation for the Eau Claire County Jail. The original plan to fund the renovations would have been through bonds, but a proposal to the Eau Claire County Board seeks to use $1 million of American Rescue Plan funds for the project. The Committee on Administration tabled the discussion in a meeting this week to gather more information about spending the funds, as the county still has $1.8 million of unused American Rescue Plan funding. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire students are recycling plastic bags and turning them into sleeping mats for the homeless population. According to a WQOW report, the students use the plastic bags collected by the university's residence halls to crochet them and use them as part of the sleeping mats. The students will also donate the mats to the Sojourner House. They say it's a good way to build a bridge between the university and the community and plan to host another event for it in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers have beat the Bucks 3 out of the last 5 times the teams have met. Bucks forward Malik Beasley says, in some ways, this Bucks team is still getting to know each other.
I mean, I feel like we've been pretty good overall in the clutch as a new team. You know, it ain't always easy to win games, and I think that's still, we have high expectations, championship and stuff, but, you know, like Coach said last night, we got to win and, you know, control our situations better in between the game, first, third, second quarter, to prevent those type of situations, but you know, we're ready for late game situations if need be.
NFL, the Packers could be short at wide receiver this week when they face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dontavian Wicks told reporters he may have a high ankle sprain. Jaden Reed said to be in the concussion protocol. Matt LaFleur.
I think anytime you have more guys that continue to go out, it's also an opportunity for other guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and mild for this time of year, a low only in the mid-20s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high upper 40s. Rain chance late Friday, high mid-40s. Some rain could linger into early Saturday, otherwise the weekend partly sunny and highs close to 40. It's 32 degrees.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast
breaking
milk.
Breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes
tweet. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a very serious thing we're doing here, Dom. It's the Hump Day Town Hall Edition Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it with your phone calls. Jake, you're next. Be patient. The rest of you, line up at 844-967-2789. James Comer, the chairman of this impeachment thing, he won't go on the Foxy Friends. And this is apparently...
He finally figured out Comer did this, a staunch Republican, that Fox News lies to their audience, man, right? I mean, just look at the Dominion case, $700-some million. They got to pay out, being sued by Smartmatic, like $2 billion. I commend Comer, just like you, Crudy, for no longer going on Fox News.
Well, apparently Comer won't go on the Fox News.
Oh.
Because of Ducey.
Oh, what did Ducey do?
Here is what Comer has said. He had that position from the very beginning. I've quit going on Fox and Friends because of Ducey, you know. I mean, he's the one guy on Fox that's been very critical of the investigation. You see where that would bother him, right? Any pushback whatsoever. Comer said Tuesday during an appearance on Newsmax, I have my theory why, and we'll talk about that at a later point. But at the end of the day, he's entitled to his opinion. But I don't think the average viewer of Fox News agrees with Ducey one bit. Comer's comments were first highlighted by Mediate during a segment on the Fox and Friends earlier this week. The Ducey noted House Republicans have got a lot of ledgers and spreadsheets, but they have not connected the dots on claims of wrongdoing by the president. There is no connecting up the dots. They're not really good at that on the Republican side.
No beautiful mind happening on the Republican side right now.
Well, they're trying to get that smoke going, Dom. Newsmax host Eric Bolling, a former Fox host who is regularly critical of the network, played a clip of Ducey's comments for Comer during a show and asked him twice to criticize the morning show pundit. Is that what you do? Hey, come on my Newsmax show and tell me how much you hate Ducey. You know, you could hear that here on the Devil's Advocates. I'm not a big fan of the Ducey either. 844-967-2789. So, Comer's not going on the Fox News. Oh. And the former Speaker of the House, Wisconsin's own, Paul Ryan, happens to sit on the board of the Fox News. And Dom, what's Paulie Ryan's up to these days?
Alexander Bolton reporting from The Hill. This just coming out recently here. Former Speaker Paul Ryan, who headed Republican House majority during former President Donald Trump's first 2 years in office, says Trump is not conservative, but instead an authoritarian narcissist whose guiding principle is to aggrandize himself.
Do you remember when they...
I don't think I've ever heard Paul Ryan be so right about anything in his life.
But they merged their agendas, Dom. And the you know, I referenced earlier the Scott Fitzgerald reaction to the Access Hollywood tape, and there was effectively no line Trump could cross, none that would be stated by Scott Fitzgerald publicly, where he would lose Scotty's support. You know, he's the Trump conductor. But Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House. I mean, he was already in this vaunted position, second to the presidency. And after the Access Hollywood tape came out, Paul Ryan's reaction was to disinvite Trump from the Fall Fest in the first CD. Remember?
Big deal, man. Yeah,
he turned
you're no longer invited.
Persona non grata. And then they merged their agenda. So this doesn't mean much anymore to me, Dom, because Paul Ryan, you lost all credibility when you could have done something about the man. The after the fact, bemoaning with 2020 hindsight, not so much courage. But well, please continue.
All the courage. He's like many of these Republicans who show the courage, you know, on the way out the door or once they're already gone.
Have you noted, though?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
Have you noted, though, Scott Walker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, even in absentia, no courage. Spent more time with family, got himself paid, still no courage. Still fully embracive of the Trump future presidency. Please continue. I'm sorry.
Ryan defended former Republican reps Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for standing up to Trump and said many Republican lawmakers probably now regret not voting for impeachment charges and missing their chance to remove him from the political stage. He's not a conservative. He's an authoritarian narcissist. So I think they basically called him out for that, talking about Cheney and Kinzinger. I said he's a populist authoritarian narcissist. Historically speaking, all of his tendencies are basically where narcissism takes him, which is whatever makes him popular, makes him feel good in any given moment. He doesn't think in classical liberal conservative terms. He thinks in an authoritarian way, and he's been able to get a big chunk of the Republican base to follow him because he's a culture warrior. Ryan said Cheney and Kinzinger stepped out of the flow of many other Republicans falling into lockstep with Trump and called it out. He said they paid the price for it with their careers, but made the right move. There has to be some line, some principle that is so important to you that you're not going to cross, so that when you're brushing in the morning in the mirror, and you see yourself in the mirror, you like what you see. I think Adam and Liz are brushing their teeth, liking what they see.
What about you, Mr. P90X? Do you like what you see, Mr. Merged Agenda? You did nothing to stop this when you had the power to stop it, Paul Ryan.
What did he do? He resigned, right? He decided not to run again. Ryan said many Republicans in Congress are likely regretting they didn't stand up to Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election. And I don't know why you get that idea. And didn't vote to impeach or convict him on impeachment charges when they had the chance to end his political career. I think there are a lot of people, quote, I think there are a lot of people in Congress, good friends of mine, who would take their vote back if they could, because I think a lot of these members of Congress, like on the second impeachment, they thought Trump was dead. They thought after January 6th, he wasn't going to have a comeback. He was dead. So they figured, I'm not going to take the heat. I'm going to vote against this impeachment because he's gone anyway. But what's happened is he's been resurrected, Ryan added. So I think there are a lot of people who already regret not getting him out of the way when they could have.
Which ones? The 221 that lined up for the impeachment vote of Joe Biden today, the impeachment inquiry. This is entirely because the old man wants it. Because Donald Trump wants this impeachment inquiry against his political opponent, right? This is high political theater, dude. And you know, so if any of them have regrets, and obviously Liz Cheney and Kinzinger have gone on to spend more time with family, in the case of Liz Cheney, to promote her book. But what Republican is showing remorse here? They're all voting to do equally as bad under the Constitution. They're all voting to impeach Joe Biden, or at least open an inquiry, a meritless inquiry. Please continue. My bad.
Final from The Hill, again, Paul Ryan speaking today. Paul Ryan said, the history will be kind to Trump critics like Cheney and Kinzinger. Paul Ryan announced he would retire from Congress in April of 2018, less than 2 years into Trump's first term in office. He said at the time that he wanted to spend more time with his family and not be a weekend dad. At the time of his announced retirement, he cited Trump's 2017 tax cuts and Jobs Act as a highlight of his time as speaker. Hell of a job, Brownie, adding trillions of dollars to the deficit. But yeah, blame it all on the Dems. I'm sorry, man. I great Paul Ryan, former speaker, saying it now. Okay, but to what effect? You know, who's listening, Paul Ryan?
Because not the Republican Party.
The fact, if you have the opportunity to stand up and have an impact, have you were Speaker of the House, man. You walked away. And, you know, my assertion is he walked away because he knew what a crap show was coming down, man. He had the tea leaves. He was in the back rooms. He knew, you knew, they knew, we knew, everyone knew. But he had the opportunity at that time in a position of power, in a position of leadership to do something about it. And he failed to do so. And now he's Mr. Tough Guy, P90X. Oh, he's an authoritarian narcissist. Why didn't you say that then?
Lacks courage, Dom, I would suggest. Lacks courage.
844-967-2789. You know who's got a lot of courage, Crudy?
Us. You, me.
Besides us. You, me, our audience. Jack Smith.
I like that man.
You know, the Trump attorney is not real happy yet. Jack's trying to get this issue about absolute immunity and double jeopardy because of impeachment to the Supreme Court. So much so that they think he's the Grinch.
Dom, they're going to have to work over Christmas. You would never do such a thing. Easy for you to laugh there, Ebenezer.
Hey, man, I got to take a break once in a while. But also, I'm also not defending the former president from an insurrection, from trying to overthrow the government. Sometimes duty calls. And if your guy has to go to court, then you got to show up like everybody else. Special counsel Jack Smith is spreading holiday joy, according to the Raw story. Earlier Wednesday, attorneys for Trump cast the prosecutor as the storybook villain of the Grinch and blamed the special counsel for disenfranchising millions of American voters by trying to convict the ex-president before Election Day. They groused about Smith's proposed speedy schedule that would, quote, require attorneys and support staff to work round the clock through the holidays, inevitably disrupting family and travel plans.
Wouldn't they get double time? I mean, that it could be... $1,000 an hour for some of those guys and girls.
It is as if the special counsel growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. But how? I mean, this is what they wrote in their brief, man. I mean, this is what they wrote. They're quoting what they're saying. The Grinch. Hours later, with the ink yet to dry, Smith filed a response and dismissed the characterization plucked from Dr. Seuss's iconic children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Smith responded, suggested that, quote, if the court today enters a briefing order consistent with the government's request, the defendant's brief would be due no later than December 23rd. Oh, hell, man, that's like 2 days before Christmas. Plenty of time.
The very same day that Bill Barr retired, similar to Paul Ryan, he also stepped down on December 23rd.
Spend time with the family.
You know, if these Republicans keep serving me nothing burgers, Dom, I'm going to blow away. I'm going to be nothing. By Christmas time, I'm going to be able to make the black hole for sure this year. I'm losing weight with this steady diet of nothingness.
Nothing burgers?
That's my opinion.
Oh, my goodness.
844.
Oh, my goodness.
967-2789. Called it a hump day town hall edition. We're rolling through it. And, Dom, I have a question of you. Less serious, but... You know, I'm still going to ask it. What happens when you get Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, and if you don't know who that is, the guy's been alleged to be a sexual predator, Matt Gaetz, and if you don't know who that is, the guy's been alleged to be a sexual predator, and Republican presidential wannabe Vivek Ramaswamy? Dom, what happens when you throw them all in a live Twitter chat and one forgets to close his mic? Oh, you get more than you bargained for right here on the Devil's Advocates. When we come back from this break, though,
we got to wait.
I'm going to play you with the assistance of the very capable Nate, our fine producer. I'm going to play you the sound of what happened, what got captured on this live mic in front of 2.2 million people on a Twitter chat. This is sound you want to hear, Dom. And
you
coming up,
hear. You have to hear.
After this big showdown, we got Maggie Dawn, legal eagle extraordinaire. She's going to join us on our big program on Friday. Look forward to having Maggie on the greatest radio show ever next to hers. And also tonight, the Empowered Caregiver Show with Lisa Hellenbrand, empowering caregivers all across the Civic Media Network. But the Hump Day Town Hall Edition, it ain't done yet. Your calls are welcome. As welcome as Vivek Ramaswamy on a live mic.
Oh, come on. As welcome as Alex Jones back to Twitter with Elon Musk.
844-967-2789. Call now or miss out.
I'm
93.5 The Tap.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Yeah, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We'll get to you shortly.
We've got some breaking news, Dom. We've been on the UW Regent watch, and we've got a revote and a turned outcome. This being reported at this minute. Just days after rejecting it, the UW Board of Regents today approved a sweeping deal with Republican legislators, meaning Robin Voss, to free up more than $800 million in staff raises, a new engineering building, and other infrastructure spending in exchange for scaling back diversity efforts. Now, Dr. Jill Underley's European vacation does not affect the numerical outcome here, Dom. The new vote, the re-vote, and this is somewhat controversial, I would say, 11-6 to approve the deal. 11-6 to approve the deal, which Democrats, the UW-Madison student government, and members of the legislature's Black Caucus called racist and discriminatory, but it unlocks $740 million in infrastructure spending, Dom, and raises for about 35,000 UW staff members and $32 million in state aid held back by the legislative budget. So they made the deal. They bent to the terrorist. There was just too much at stake not to accept the deal. So that is breaking at this hour. The UW Regents have reversed their Saturday vote. They've now approved the terrorist deal with Robin Voss, 11-6. Perhaps we'll still get to the Ramaswamy sound, but it's a hump day town hall edition, Dom. Let's get to the callers. Rico, you're first, fella. Welcome to it. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, I heard some from Devin, LeMayhem, whatever.
LeMayhem. I like that one.
Yeah. You know, we got to keep, Robert Spindell here, all it was really was a failed legal strategy. And I thought, yeah, the reason it failed is because it was illegal in the first place. And it just, how much more this ridiculousness? That's all it is. It's just pure ridiculousness. Rojo's going to take that to the bank. We're going to hear that 100 million times in the next year about how it was nothing more than a failed legal strategy. They did stay within the velvet ropes, folks.
Yeah, but until they didn't, Rico. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was all peaceful until it wasn't.
844-967-2789. The breaking news, the UW Regents have reversed their prior vote. They have accepted the terrorist deal with Robin Voss. The vote 11-6, 35,000 UW staff members probably happy for the 4% cost of living raise and 2% next year, Dom. I'm sure there was lots of pressure, lots of people trying to pay their bills this Christmas. I can understand why the Regents would vote as such, but I was happier about this outcome when it was 9-8 rejection on Saturday. John from Boaz, welcome to the show. John, what do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to know, why would we give Donald Trump a second chance at the presidency when he failed on his first try because of the turnover of in all his people that worked for him? They had a massive turnover because he is selfish, first class, and the biggest con artist I ever heard about.
Yeah, but now, you just didn't drink the right Kool-Aid, John. There's some out there that love what he's selling. He's selling the right kind of con to them.
Yeah. Well, okay, but why do we give him another try when he failed?
I don't know. Paul Ryan doesn't like the idea. Lots of Republicans point out that since he won one electoral count election in 2016, lost the popular vote, lost 2018, lost 2020, lost 2022, lost 2023 effectively here in the state of Wisconsin. And if he's the nominee of the Republicans, John, I think he'll lose again next year.
Yeah, me too. And well, getting back to Wisconsin's university status.
Yes, sir.
We have $4 billion in our credit. That's black ink. Now, why doesn't they tell us anything about how much interest that money's earning?
Well, interest rates are rising, John. Should be more interest than it would have been, you know, if the UW were prudent savers, Dom.
The Fed met today. Interest rates are flat and presumably going to go down in 2024.
John, appreciate your call and your listenership, but I want to save a little time here. The open mic moment. What happens when Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, Matt Gaetz, and Vivek Ramaswamy get together for a little Twitter chat in front of 2.2 million people? And Vivek Ramaswamy, presidential hopeful, forgets to turn off his microphone. He's got to go do what God, you know, nature calls and all that kind of stuff. Let's play it for the people. Nate, while there's time.
It's promoting an optimistic, pro-human future that the science and evidence shows is real and that we need.
Gentlemen, I have to go.
I just want to be sort of, exactly, I'm very clear about my position. I'm super pro-human, and I mean all humans. You know, humans in America, humans in
somebody's
Africa,
got their thing
Asia,
open,
and everywhere
somebody's
else.
Their phone open in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's Vivek. Vivek, that's your phone, Vivek. I'm not able to mute you. Vivek. Go ahead, Elon.
Sorry about that.
So, well, I hope you feel better.
I feel great. Thank you. Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry about that, guys.
Never heard a presidential candidate take a leak before. I mean, I got to tell you, these are wonderful times we are living in. I have such hope and optimism for the future.
Look at the company this guy keeps. He's hanging with Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, Matt Gaetz, and Elon Musk. And one must wonder, Dom, I only heard the audio. Did he leave the video on? Does he have to prove he doesn't have small hands now?
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't hear him wash his hands.
But he felt a lot better. Yeah. You feel better, Dom? Did we make you
feel
better?
Great, I feel good, man. I feel so good. I want to do it again tomorrow.
The UW Board of Regents has reversed their earlier vote. They've accepted the terrorist deal with Robin Voss. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. And then the Empowered Caregivers with Liza Hellenbrand, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, 8 to 10. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.